This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Grainfield Marketing in Normal. Grainfield Marketing can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at grainfield.com.
Thanks for listening to Morning Edition this morning here on WILL AM 580, 90.9 FM HD2 and HD3. I'm Mike Sola. Now with our opening market report, here's Director of Agricultural Broadcasting, Dave Dickey.
Thank you very much, Mike, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, September wheat opened at 8:31, up 4 on the open. December, 8:52, up 2 3/4. At the Chicago Board of Trade, September wheat opened at 7.94, up 3 3/4 on the open. December, 8:20, up 4 3/4. March, 8:42, up 2 1/2. September corn opened at 5:13, up 4 on the open. December, 5:32 1/2, up 4. March, 5:51, up 3 1/4. May, 5:63, up 4. July, 5:72 1/2, up 4 3/4. December, 5:75 1/2, up 3 3/4. March of 2010, 5:86, up 2. May, 5:94, up 6 on the open. August beans opened at 12:27, up 7 on the open. September 12:20, up 12 1/2. November 12:18, up 4. January 12:38, up 6 1/2. March of 2009, 12:58, up 12 3/4. May 12:68, up 11 3/4. And Nov 2009 beans 12:24, up 10 on the open. August soybean meal opened at 3:44, up 33 on the open. September 3:38, and that was up 25, so that's 3:33 is 3:30, of course, and 25, of course, is 2:50. August soybean oil opened at 50:43, up 60 on the open. The September contract at 50:50, up 53. August live cattle open at 102.77 1/2, unchanged on the open. August feeders 115.27 1/2, up 12 1/2. August lean hogs 88.45, down 5. And August bellies at 77.25, up 4.50 on the open. Be sure to join us this evening for another one of our free AM 580 Agricultural Outlook panels. Tonight, we'll be at the Moniqua Lions Club building in Moniqua. That's south of Decatur on U.S. 51. The meeting getting underway at 6 o'clock. Usually, we're a little bit later than that, but 6 o'clock tonight for the beginning of the meeting. Panelists include Bill Mayer of Roach Ag Marketing, Dr. Daryl Good, University of Illinois Agricultural Economist, and Matt Bennett of Bennett Grain. So we do hope that you will join us at 6 o'clock this evening. There's a little dinner afterwards as well at the Moniqua Lions Club building. There is no registration required for the meeting, and again, the meeting is free.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Paul Cooley of ADM Investment Services out of Oakland, Illinois. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Dave.
Looks like a little bit of a recovery rally in progress in the corn market. Would you agree?
Yes.
So I guess the question then becomes, what kind of legs does it have?
Yeah. Well, you have two different theories. The informed people feel that we, 155 bushel per acre yield that the government came out with is too low, and of course we'll go up and tie the old record at 160. The other group of people out there saying the corn crop is not a record crop. There's some tip back out there in the Midwest. There's not a lot of rain in the Midwest until next week. Corn still tasseling in parts of Illinois and the Midwest. The general impression is that it'll take time to determine the depth of kernel because we found historically and as a precedent, that's almost as good a yield barometer and test weight as any other thing that you can go by. And the verdict is still going to be out on that one for quite a while. The corn demand, we did see some of the outside commodities like crude oil rally. We are even of the opinion that some of the think tank people are saying that we need 5 to 6 million more acres of corn and soybeans for next year. So corn is relatively cheap, and demand still is on the good side, at least in the opinion of the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Are you thinking that the funds think it's relatively cheap as well?
Well, the funds have taken a big beating, and the index funds are still quite long corn, soybeans, and wheat, and I think other commodities, and they've taken a horrible beating. You know, am I as bullish on John Deere, Exxon, Saskatchewan Potash, Drummer Flanagan Farmland as I was 30 days ago? Probably not. And when we're out at these farm meetings, we get a definite opinion that the farmer isn't quite as aggressive about production agriculture as he was 6 months ago. So definitely we still find that general attitude out here is we're not as pro-agricultural investments as we were 6 months ago. And I don't really think that, you know, from the feeling I get is that I don't sense a lot of people are wanting to invest anything to do with commodities right now.
A point or two about what we were talking about earlier with the NASS and the August reports. I suspect when we talked to Joseph Persaki on Friday for Commodity Week and we asked him how many zero fields did you, how many holes did you count, he will say none. And I imagine the number of places they counted also in adjacent to those holes might be not very many either. Given that, and given what agronomists across the country are beginning to trickle in and tell us about 155 being, in their mindset, on the high end of things, I want you to get off the fence and help me out and give us your best guess about where we're headed.
Well, I think the verdict, you know, as far as whether it's above 155 or 1 to 160 or is it substantially below 155, I personally think the corn crop is, the government probably did a pretty good job at 155 as of today. And I won't second guess them on that one. And as far as going out and selling a lot of bushels or the market short here based on today's market conditions and inputs that we see, I don't want to play that game. As far as using yield as a big price determinant in here, I would put that one back on the, you know, in the drawer, because I don't really think that's a big market influence right now, whether the crop's 2 bushels less than that or a bushel higher. Mm-hmm. I think that, you know, we're pretty cheap. We're not going to continue. I don't think we're going to continue to see the big panic liquidation like we have in the last 30 days.
Well, let's say the first time through I got a little eager and I was selling this corn early on in this price range. Do I want to re-own it now?
Yeah. My general impression is that if you sold it below $5, I'd probably be a buyer of Deese corn below that mark, you know, if the market would justify it. The impression I get is that the farmer was sold things even cheaper than that. And the question mark, if I had to replace anything, it would probably be in the area of the soybean market. I think the soybeans are still going to go higher, even though we hear people out here saying we're going to plant less corn next year and plant more beans, I think that the overall bean demand is so good that the beans are still going to be the star commodity. And, you know, we will see a wide basis at harvest time and some price erosion even at a 153 or 4 bushel corn crop. So to give your answer, yes, it's a tough call right now. And if a person, you know, I really question if people are going to go out and cover short corn they sold at XYZ Elevator with a 25 or 50 cent loss anyway. I think they're just going to take their beating and go on down the road. Mm-hmm.
And if beans are going to be the star, then do you want to put those in the bin at harvest?
Yes, we definitely want to be a holder of beans, and it's hard to go, it's going to be hard to increase soy production in South America a lot. And it's also going to be hard to increase corn and soybean production based on present prices a lot as well. So, you know, that's the area. And, of course, it looks like the Chinese demand on soybeans is just unbelievably good. And the soybean market last night in China rallied considerably. Their traders probably got whipped just like anybody that was long, too long commodities in the U.S. got whipped. So, yes, we're starting to see a comeback. I think the world is shocked in two areas. I think they're shocked with Russia. And also, I think they're, surprised that the political air is as close as far as the presidential candidates are concerned as well.
Thank you, Paul.
Have a profitable day.
You too. Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD2 and HD3 Urbana.